Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I've said this before, it is a sweet place here with human beings who have a glint of what they can do. Just a tiny glint of the light that they can create within. You might say it's a glimpse of their power. And some of you feel it and you know it. And almost exclusively you don't know what to do next. And if that's you, that's normal. For when you work in a multidimensional state, which we are asking you to do, you don't see a timeline. The masters had a phrase, it is well with me. It is well with my soul. And they said it even in times before death. They said it in times that were frustrating. They said it in times of difficulty. Because they were focused on one thing, one reality, that the love of God inside them creates love of self. We have said this before, we have channeled it many times, we've even told you it's the secret to mastery. Get to the place where you are content with that which is in you, which is God. And let all of the other things around you be developed as you learn what to do with your life. Do not decide in advance where you're going to go or what you're going to do. Shortly, we'll give a channeling which outlines the difference in energy between the very ancient past, the relative past, and that which is in the shift. We will give the attributes of how a light worker works with specifics and instructions of how things have changed. That's coming. But that's not today. I want to give you today the profundity of the system of Gaia and humanity. There's been a lot of teaching today, and this then complements it. For what I want to do is explain your relationship to the system that's seemingly complex and esoteric, but that which literally defines you. Every so often I will give this kind of channel. There's nothing in the channel that you can prove. It's not science. It's about you. Truly, it's all about you. Is it possible that the whole purpose of Gaia is to support humanity? Is it possible that human beings are not simply another mammal on a planet revolving around the sun? Is it possible that the energy delivered from the vibratory rate of this planet based upon what humanity does will actually affect the universe? And the answer is yes. And if that is the case, what kind of a system is in place that would allow such a thing to be? And how big is it? And that's what we will discuss now in this short amount of time. Let us define Akash. You have heard this before, that Gaia is an energy on the place of the planet Earth. And that Gaia is sentient. Gaia is an intelligence. Gaia has that which you would call intelligent consciousness. Able to converse, able to speak, much like Kryon does. And you'd be right. Gaia speaks in so many ways. And if you ask what the Akash of Gaia was, it would be the life force of the planet. And so the word Akash is used in a grander fashion than I'm going to use it tonight. For I wish to speak of the Akash of the human being in relationship to Gaia. Gaia's cooperation. Everything revolves around the human. Even the planet. Especially the planet. And if we had to start at the beginning, we'll say this: there is a system to keep track of who is here. Now, you may not think God would need a system, and you'd be right, but Gaia does. And there is a reason. For every single human soul that comes to this place called Earth makes a difference, has a unique energy, creates a record, and more, you'll see. And here it goes. Deep within the Earth, there is an interdimensional cavern that will never be found, but has three-dimensional properties. Difficult to explain, it is the only kind of hybrid in its existence that has three-dimensional properties, which absolutely you would see and understand if it were visible, and it is not. For it is what you would call hidden. Never be found, it cannot be found, cannot be detected. It won't be. And in it is who you are. It's called the Cave of Creation. When you come to the planet, it's the first place you visit, even before the birth canal. When you leave the planet, it's the last place you visit before you come home. Known by all of you when you are not human. It is the depository of the record of humanity, all of the lives that humanity have lived, and the very core soul essence of who you are. And here is how it works. Each soul in the Cave of Creation is unique. Let us take yours, for instance. What is your name? That name that you have, when you go to the other side of the veil, is recorded in the Cave of Creation as you leave, metaphorically as a stripe on a crystalline structure. The crystalline structure, you might say, is that which remembers the vibration of who you were. Now let us say you come back and you're going to be another name, an unknown at that moment. Before you hit the birth canal, another stripe is tentatively added to the crystalline. Same soul, stripe number two. As it develops on the planet, it expects you to return and activate or solidify the stripe. And you do when you pass over again. So therefore, you have a crystalline structure for every soul, not every lifetime. Some of the souls there have 1,000 stripes. Now I want to tell you something. Old soul, that's who you are. In the room. Even the one or the two, or even the three that have come to this place, not necessarily for the program, but to help somebody else, you're there, old soul, and you've got multiple lifetimes. And so the cave of creation becomes the Gaia record of who is here and who has been here. Now, here is the interdimensional part that is confusing to the human being. Listen. The cave is static, and that is to say, there are never any crystals added or taken away. And that means that there's a crystalline structure for every potential human being who will ever live on planet Earth. And you will say, oh, now that doesn't make sense. It sounds like predestination. It is not. The cave is predisposed in a quantum state to be complete every moment. Therefore, as things change on the planet, it changes. The crystalline structure numbers do not. I can't explain that to you except to say this is a quantum effect. The cave is always complete. It always has all of humanity in it, past, present, and future. That means that you are actually interacting with those who are not here yet. I can't explain it any greater than that. Your three-dimensional mind is not ready to go on that journey. But know this, the cave is complete. It's sacred, it's sealed. And Gaia is there. And so in summary, this cave becomes the record of souls' lifetimes and the energy that you create. Now listen to me. Whatever you do on the planet, whatever that means to you, whatever vibration you create on the planet is imbued into these crystalline substances, and the record of your life is here on the planet with the accompanying vibration forever. Let's say you are Mary tonight. Mary, when you cross over, that's where you're going. And you've been there before. Oh, Mary, you've been there before. And you go there in joy, and you remember it, and you know where you're going. You're going home. And let us say Mary is a healer. Let us say Mary has increased the vibration of this planet by her very presence of walking on the earth. Let us say that the earth remembers Mary's footsteps because she knows who she is. Let us say Mary is in touch with her higher self. Let us say Mary has created a portal wherever she goes, and then she passes over. And let us say that there is a gathering that is so sorry to see her go because she was marvelous, and they cry, and there are tears, and there is sorrow. Well, here's the truth. Mary goes to the cave of creation, and everything she ever was, the portal she creates, is imbued into the crystalline structure, and the portal remains because Mary was here. And it never goes away, never goes away, it never goes away. And in she comes again as George. But here's what you got to know, and here's the process, and here's the beauty, is that when George comes in, he picks up Mary. And both George and Mary go someplace, and that is the next step, second of four parts. It is in the DNA. Your personal Akashic record, every lifetime you've been, everything you've ever done, all of the attributes are in your DNA. They're in those 3 billion parts, 90% of which are called junk. That is the Akashic record, partially. We've said that before. It's not new news. But now you have something you didn't realize. You've got George and Mary in your DNA, and only George's body is there. So what's George going to do with Mary's lifetime in his DNA? I'll tell you what. Everything that Mary learned is available to George. He doesn't have to learn it again. Listen to me. You came in to this life and you sit in the chair and you're learning what you think you're learning, and maybe you think you have a steep learning curve. Maybe you just tuned in to who you are. I will tell you that in your DNA, old soul, is everything you need. If you give intent, old soul, you're going to have the wisdom of the ancients now. And every page you read in a Cryon book, you will say, I remember this, it's right. There's nothing new here. But it's nice to see it in writing. So there is a complexity here. The cave of creation is a record of who comes and goes and the energy thereof staying with the earth. The DNA contains the individual record of the one soul and all they have done while you're alive. What a system. Look at the first one. It's Gaia related. It is in Gaia. It is deep in the earth. It represents a crystalline structure. That's Gaia. Known by the earth, you are. Loved by the earth, you are. Those of you who deal with earth-like things, nature, animals, even the study of the rocks of the land, when you walk in certain places, you can feel it. The intelligence of Gaia, a confluence of energy that wraps around you, that says, I know you. You belong here. It is appropriate that you step upon the planet, O human being, for what you do here will change the universe eventually. Can't you feel it? There is no cave of creation for the animals. They are here in support of humanity. Some of them are here to love you, and you know that. When you look in their eyes and they look back, they see the old soul. And yes, they can reincarnate. But they're not in the cave of creation. They don't have that which you would assign to a human being, which is a consciousness that can increase itself by free choice. The human is the only one who can do that because you've got divinity in your DNA. Implanted there approximately 100,000 years ago by that which is from another planet, another star system, who went through this and graduated. We've said this before. In all appropriateness, this planet got what it got from the Pleiadians in a beautiful way, in an appropriate way, in a divine way, in a perfect way. No wars, no conspiracies. And they're here. They're still here. They're your brothers and your sisters. And a piece of them is in you. You're in a quantum state with them. I can't explain that anymore either. But some of you can feel it. Some of you can see it. It's beautiful. It's not inappropriate. Into your DNA surges all that you ever were, old soul. And we told you in many channelings how you can access this. Not just the spiritual information, but even some of the attributes that you were. And I will give you part of the process, which is biology. The essence of the energy of who you used to be is in your DNA. Therefore, it has the ability to talk to the blueprint of your stem cells. It explains spontaneous remission. It's the human being who decides they're done with the disease and picks up that which is healthy from a past life which had no disease. And what do you think medicine does with that? They don't do anything with it. They've never seen anything like it. They give it a name and pass on. somehow the human has rid themselves of the most virulent diseases known to man, and they come clean with no trace of it. Spontaneous remission, it just goes away. I'll tell you, that is not a miracle from above. That's a miracle from within. And that's what we're talking about. Oh, there's so much in there. This is the energy that's giving you this. That's number two. Let me tell you number three. There is a grid of appropriateness that is being activated like never before. It is an esoteric grid. You cannot see it. It is interdimensional, and it has a name that should give away what it does. It is called the crystalline grid. Crystalline, like it is in the cave of creation, is the name given to it. So you'll understand it is a storage device, and it stores information. A grid of the earth that is esoteric, that stores energy of you. Now, this is different than the cave of creation. The cave is a record of who you are, what you've done, and the energy of what you've done goes into the earth and stays there. This grid is on the exterior, a grid that sits upon the ground of the earth, you might say. You can't see it, but it's there. Now, it contains imprints of your energy. The best example I can give you that would prove that this is so is this. When you go to Europe and certain parts of your earth, you feel what has happened there. Layers and layers of war. Some of you have a hard time meditating there. It's difficult to clear the land, isn't it? Because of what's happened on the land. That ought to tell you about the crystalline grid, that everything that ever happened lays on the grid where it happened. So it is location specific. You come to certain parts of the planet where nothing happened, and it's clear and it's clean, and you meditate better. I want to ask you something. Take a look at where all of the channelers have come from in the last 25 to 30 years. They have come from the pristine land that never had wars. Take a look. Because it's easier for a human being to relate to what? The essence of Gaia. Again, here it is. The connection is there. The connection with the earth. Why the earth? And I will tell you, because Gaia is part of a measuring system, a vibrational measuring system. There'll come a day when the earth is measured for its vibrational attributes that were created by what the humans did. Collectively, what you've done and what you're going to do lays upon this planet in a vibratory rate which is measurable by spirit. That's the crystalline grid. We've given you some of the attributes of the grid you didn't expect. It's in a channeling you can read and you can see. It even explains ghosts. An imprint so strong in a certain area that even though the human beings have left, the imprint of what they did replays like a tape. Go find it if you're interested. That's how profound it is. So here you are with this information. Interesting it is. Three places you exist at the same time. The cave of creation keeps a record of who you are, comes and goes, keeps your energy even though you're gone. The DNA in the human body helps you while you live. All that you ever were is in there, all 1,000 lifetimes, if you've lived 1,000 of them, is in there, all accessible. You never have to relearn anything spiritually. It's cumulative. It stays with you. All you have to do is open that spiritual jar, and out will come the wisdom of the ancients. And listen, this ought to tell you something. All of you are your own ancestors. What does that mean to you? Do you know what the indigenous of this planet know? Do you know what they do? Look at their services of worship. They use the modern term, so you'll know what they do. What is the first thing they do? They honor the ancestors. It's with them. They know it's with them. Intuitively, they know that is first on the stack of honoring. Before they ask for help, they always go to the ancestors. Listen to their service sometime. Listen to what they do. Not only they honor the ancestors, they ask them for wisdom. The indigenous know how to mine the Akash. They always have. Because they realize the circle of life. They know that they are their own ancestors. They know it's inside of them. So why shouldn't they pull upon that which is wise? And what do you know about the indigenous of this area? And how did they feel about the earth, huh? They knew Gaia, didn't they? For they saw it as a partner in their soul life. Oh, dear one, if you study the ancients, you're going to find everything I've given you today. They knew. Intuitively, they knew. Lastly, we've spoken this only two times before. Years and years ago, we gave you some information we now then complete. Hard for you to understand why this should be part of the system that I've just described to you, part of the cave of creation, part of the DNA in a human being, and part of the crystalline grid. The information of those three combined are stored in a living mammal on this planet. It has to be this way. It is the final layer. It connects you not only with Gaia, but it connects you with the life on Earth in the most profound way. It is stored in the whales. Let's talk about whales. You love them, don't you? Oh, by the way, ask a biologist. A dolphin is a whale. It's just smaller. You love the whales, don't you? Do you realize it is the only mammal on the planet that is protected by almost all of the countries on Earth, even those without an ocean? What a coincidence. There is an intuitive level of all humanity, no matter what their system of government, no matter where they are, that knows that you can't eliminate them or you'll be in trouble. They hold the records. It is the cycle. The whales are in Gaia. They're under the water. They're mammals like you. They contain the information. It is the cycle. It is complete. The very water of the earth now has everything you've done, who you are, who you might be. Do you see the profundity of the system? And what is it about? It's about you. All of it. All of it. Why would the earth be so designed intelligently to keep track of you, to honor you, to know who you are and the name you had? Why would that be unless you were important, unless you were part of the master plan, unless you had something to do with the universe's future? Think about it. That's the system. I won't be the only one to channel this information to you, to give you proof that the system is the system. And there are others who've never heard these words that'll tell you the same thing. If you get a chance, you might even ask Gaia, and she'll tell you the same thing. Gaia exists for the sacred human beings that are on this planet in lesson. I give you this in love today. You leave this place differently. I want you to think about the system in place. Everywhere you walk, you're known. How many of you have ever walked into a forest alone and felt the company of the trees? For that's real. I speak of animals all the time and how they're here to service humanity and how they do it so completely. I've spoken of how some of them are here to be eaten. They have to be. You can't grow things fast enough. That's a service. And for those of you who are vegan and you would say, well, I never eat them. That is a choice for your health. It's appropriate and accurate. Doesn't hold true for everyone. And many will eat them. Never understanding. The animal knew it when they came in. It's not about sacrifice. It's about appropriateness. How do you treat them? With that kind of purpose on the planet, how do you treat them before they become your food? Well, that's a question, isn't it? I'll give you an attribute. Did you know the better they're treated, the more nutritious they will be? Crying, don't talk about that. We don't want to think about it. All right, let's think about some of the others. The ones at home, we speak of them too. They're here to love you. We said that. They know the system. They are the ones who reincarnate so they continue to love you. And we've told you that. They don't live very long. And I don't know how many humans in the room are aware of that system. And I want my partner to develop this more clearly so those animal lovers will know that when their animals die, they can continue the love affair if they want to by looking in the right place and finding the soul, picking it up and continuing what they had. There's somebody in the room who had to hear that. What a system. What's it about? You. So that you continue to feel loved and cared for. So there's a hand-holding going on between Spirit and you and Gaia and you if you want it. There's so many things here for you if you want it. Old soul, you sit here for a purpose. Maybe you needed to hear this today. Important you are, precious you are, a master you are. Now go claim it. Live a long time. Be joyful in the process. Don't make up your mind what's supposed to happen. The worst thing you can do is predispose what God has for you based upon what you think is happening now. Instead, relax. Be joyful in all things. And fall in love with yourself. I am Kryon, lover of humanity. For a good reason. And so it is.